Surely the headlines have provided no shortage of opportunities for documentary filmmakers in 2013, but those films about today's headlines, we'll just have to wait for. In the meantime, 2013 produced some terrific documentaries taken from the headlines from the last few years. Movie Date co-host Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer are here on our regular Movie Friday, last Friday of 2013. Rafer, film critic for Newsday, Kristen, culture producer for The Takeaway. You can always hear more from them at moviedatepodcast.org. Happy Friday. Happy last Friday.
Hi, too, John.
So on the documentary question, you know, we began this hour talking about Edward Snowden. One of the big documentaries this year was We Steal Secrets by Alex Gibney about Julian Assange. It's almost like, who remembers him? Here's a clip.
Disclosures like these tear at the fabric of responsible government.
We're looking at all of the things that we can do to stem the flow of this information.
This was the biggest leak in the history of this particular planet.
So my name is Julian Assange. I'm the editor of WikiLeaks.
We help you get the truth out. If you get this material, give it to us, no questions asked, and you'll help change history.
WikiLeaks didn't figure in the Edward Snowden affair, but Kristen, you love this movie. Does it hold up?
I absolutely loved it. I just thought it was a fantastic character study. Alex Gibney is great at really delving into people's complexities. In this case, you have somebody who's kind of built up to be sort of a hero for transparency, and then you see Julian Assange is totally great with transparency until it affects his own life and his own privacy and his own secrets. And so it's just a great character study where you're kind of cheering for him at one point, and then you're feeling dirty and wondering why you cheered for him at the end.
This works better than the feature film on Julian Assange that came out?
Oh, absolutely, hands down. I think that the feature film was very problematic. It was a little bit scattered. They didn't quite know what to focus on in that one. There are a lot of scenes and dance clubs and just noisy filler. And this one, there is no filler. Every single moment matters in the film. Every word must be. It's a fantastic documentary.
Rafer, Alex Gibney had a busy year in terms of releases. So your favorite is another one of his.
Yes, The Armstrong Lie, where Gibney originally set out to make essentially a puff piece celebrating the comeback of Lance Armstrong, and instead wound up basically tearing him down and showing us how Lance Armstrong basically operated right out in the open with his doping all through the Tour de France.
Let's listen.
Life for me at the time was moving fast. Look at 2005. I had won 7 tours in a row. I was engaged to a beautiful rock star. But that all just felt normal to me. I certainly was very confident that I would never be caught.
Is this of the genre of the sort of Errol Morris access documentary, or is this just sort of at the right place at the right time?
I think it was really just right place, right time. Gibney sort of had to make himself part of this documentary, and he often narrates his own films, but in this one, he really had to talk about how, when he first came into the Lance Armstrong story, people really looked at him askance and said, "Why are you helping this guy?" Everyone in the Tour de France knew that Armstrong, along with everyone, was doping, and people really thought that Gibney had kind of bought into the myth. And so halfway through, Gibney has to do sort of a mea culpa and say, I was kind of taken in, but here's the real story, and it's fascinating.
Does it work as a film? I would think that people are kind of over Lance Armstrong.
I think that's one of the reasons the movie didn't get a lot of traction is because we think of it as an old story that we already know about. But I do think that, doping seems to be an ongoing problem in all sports, so it still seems to be a really relevant documentary to me.
Our final selection is After Tiller.
George Tiller was a target of anti-abortion extremists. His Wichita clinic was bombed in 1985, and then, at the age of 67, he was murdered at church.
The death of Dr. Tiller leaves only 4 doctors in the country who are able to perform late-term abortions.
There was absolutely no question in any of our minds that we were going to keep on doing this work.
Take us out on After Tiller, one of your selections for documentaries of 2013.
This profiles the last 4 third-term abortion doctors in America, how they constantly are facing threats to their lives, how they try to continue doing their work, how they deal with their patients. It's really moving. It's fascinating. Highly recommend it.
And on the podcast this week?
This week, we are going to be looking back at all of the great movies of 2013. That episode's going to be coming out in a few days.
All right. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks so much, John.